Trish, what is that RuPaul says?
Huh?
Don't fuck it up. We live on digital stream radio.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome everyone to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast, streaming live for the first time on digital stream radio.
I think you said that wrong, Tom.
Yeah, I think he did.
I think it's Rablio.
Rablio.
It's digital stream Rablio.
And that's the beauty of live. Unfortunately, you can't do a retake, so we had to leave that the way it is. Thanks, Chris.
It's because the sun's in my face for the first time in like 8 months.
So he can't see the thing that he's reading that he's not reading.
There's a glare on it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
there's a glare on it. My sunglasses, they're foggy.
Well, let's keep it going. Anyway, you can access our live stream every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by visiting digitalstreamradio.com.
Regio.
Rablio.
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 Rablio. Rablio. Yeah, it's digitalstreamradio.com. My name is Tom. I am your host. And on today's show, we're going to welcome Sky Casper, who produces, promotes, and organizes events within the LGBT community here in Connecticut and probably in other areas as well. But we'll definitely have more information on that. And also joining me, as always, are my amazing co-hosts. We'll start with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick or Trish.
And the second one.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And welcome you all to The Dish.
I just want to point out that I yelled, "Don't fuck it up."
And I was the one that fucked it up.
God damn it. Well, son of a bitch, Trish.
I'm not surprised.
Well, you know, it's our first live, live stream. So yeah. I hope that people are enjoying our foul
mouth. I'm not nervous anymore. I already fucked up. I got that out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm done. Rest on you two.
So let's go on to our signature cocktail just to let everybody know what it is that we're drinking while we're recording our fantastic episode.
Well, before we go there, should we let Sky say hi?
We can. Well, Sky, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right. So Sky got his fuck up out of the way,
this
too.
This drink is amazing.
So can you tell your story?
I knew you were going to ask me to do that.
Sorry, Tommy.
Well, I'll go ahead and explain the cocktail.
Okay.
Then I can. So I asked Sky what he would like, and he said he loves cucumber martinis. So tonight we're doing a cucumber martini, and that consists of 2 ounces of vodka, 1/4 ounce fresh lemon juice, 2 slices of cucumber, 3 fresh mint leaves, which you muddle that, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, shake it up with ice, and then we top it off with a little club soda as we usually do. But I'm like, okay, so I've been serving Sky for some time now, and I know how to do it. So if with Sky, you do all the last ingredients, and then you just grab the glass and whisper, vodka, to it, and then he'll be good to go. So that was the Sky edition for you.
Thank you.
There's vodka in it, don't worry.
And, you know, so because it was his cocktail, we decided that we were going to feature it on the show. It is absolutely amazing. I've had one, and I'm already tipsy.
Yeah, that's normal.
So, you and me both.
Sky, thank you, and welcome to the show. It's awesome to have you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to jump into some topics, and you're please feel free to chime in. We say chim, not chime.
Why do we say chim?
Do you want to take that, Trish?
Sure, I can talk about chim.
Okay. Talk about chim.
So the reason we say chim, not chime, is because we had a specific drag queen on the show at one point. Or no. This
was never on the show.
This was on Facebook.
Yeah,
on Facebook, somebody just misspelled chime, mm-hmm. and they wrote chim, so it became our thing.
Oh, cool.
So we say chim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always fun. But feel free to, you know, jump in and talk about or, you know, let us know if you have anything you can add or contribute to any of the subjects that we're going to talk about today.
Sounds good.
I'll let Trish start with his.
I actually kind of want to just bring up Colton Haynes. Like, the gay community is crying. Colton Haynes is engaged. I'm in love with that man.
He's not in love
with
you.
He's
hot. He's
Wait, what? He's engaged?
He's engaged.
Yeah, he got engaged.
To a woman or a guy?
He's out.
Sky.
Come on.
I mean, I knew he was out, but like, how did he get engaged so quickly? Did he meet somebody and...
Love has no time zones, my friend.
Jesus H. But I don't know how long they've been together, but they recently came out as a couple, and then all of a sudden they are engaged. It happened very quickly, but like... I've been in love with this man since Arrow. I don't know if you guys watch Arrow, but he is...
Isn't that on the WB or something like that?
Yeah, but I watch it on Hulu.
Oh, I thought it was the CW.
But he's fucking hot as fuck. And his Instagram, follow him on Instagram, because goddamn motherfucker. Like, if you need to, you know, just like touch yourself a little bit or just like have a moment when, you know, just bored at work,
You're talking about masturbating at work?
No. No, you just need, like, to step away from everything for a minute.
At work?
Yeah.
Like, to the bathroom? No, we don't condone masturbation.
I'm not saying masturbate at work. I'm saying if you just need to, like, step into a different world for a moment or, like, you know, have a relaxing moment in some way. I guess this is going down the wrong path. Yeah. You're right. I'm not saying masturbate at work, but hey, to each their own. I still have to christen my office. It will happen eventually.
Hey, at one point in time, I did. I'm not saying which job I did it in, but I did.
Wait, masturbate or have sex at?
Both.
Proud of you.
Kind of grossed out about the masturbate part.
Well,
I don't
why?
Know why. I mean, sex just sounds more okay.
Well, the why? Biggest issue...
I don't know. Masturbation to me sounds more dirty. Like, it's just like...
The biggest issue with my office is I have a glass desk.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I would totally want to do it.
No, glass
you
desks
can clean
are...
that so nicely, though.
You can clean it, but like, what if I like break it? I would probably break my desk.
Well, don't lay on your desk.
Well, I know that this is probably off the cuff or whatever, but you know that how women are always saying, well, men always try to control women as far as like birth control and blah, blah, blah. And they're always initiating all these like legislative attempts to sort of kind of make abortion illegal, et cetera, et cetera. So there's this one representative in Texas that submitted a bill just for hoo-has because she knows it's not going anywhere, where men have to jump through hoops to get Viagra. It would be illegal. They get a $100 fine if they're ever found to be masturbating. It's hysterical. It's the funniest shit I've ever read. She said, it is this a satirical bill that I'm submitting, but I'm submitting it just to start the conversation.
That segue was on point.
Well, I'm just saying.
Our segues are always on point.
You're talking about masturbation, and this woman literally introduced a bill to charge or fine men $100 for masturbating.
That's actually kind of great.
I think
why? What is great about that?
What do you mean, what's great about that?
When the day comes, if I ever need Viagra, I want to be able to get it.
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, when the day comes that a woman needs contraception, she should be able to get
that too.
I agree.
That's the point she was trying to make.
Okay, all right.
Why is it the government's right to take away women's rights, but then men are like, hey, I want Viagra and insurance will cover it. But
yeah,
then
right? That's a good
they're
point.
Trying to make like, every other fucking thing for women expensive.
Right. So like, keep your hands off my vagina. Keep your hands off our penises.
Yeah, exactly.
Agreed.
So
No wire coat hangers.
I promise you that for our next episode, I will find out the name of that representative in the local government in Texas and put it on blast because I thought that was freaking amazing. She knows the bill's not going anywhere, but she wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know? It's, you want to do this to the women? Well, we'll do it to you too. Well, if they could, but you know, I thought it was great.
It is great. That's actually really amazing.
You know, so for them, good. Good for her. Good for her. And also, since we're talking about representatives and governors and all that political crap, the South Dakota becomes the first state to actually pass an LGBT discrimination law. March 11th, the Gayly Grind reported that Governor Dennis Dugard of South Dakota signed Senate Bill 149, a bill that allows taxpayer-funded agencies to refuse to provide service, including adoption or foster care services, on the basis of the agency's religious or moral convictions. And this is all according to the ACLU. Excuse me.
Now, agencies like government agencies or every...
Government agencies within the state.
I say this over and over again.
Why?
Separation of church and state. What the fuck, you assholes? This has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with human basic rights. Why the fuck does religion keep coming up when it comes to government organizations? It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
I agree.
But it's part of the GOP platform.
I love how she gets very
it's
passionate.
Part of the GOP platform.
Very,
that's
very
what they've
passionate.
Always standed on.
So let me ask you, Scott, do you have any input into how do you feel about all these anti-LGBT initiatives that are coming into play nowadays?
I agree with Nick. I'm like, why do you have to even talk about this? How does it even relate to you? Why does it bother you? Like, it has no effect on your life other than, like, apparently transgendered people are looking over the toilets or whatever, like, into your stall. I doubt that's even fucking happening, but like, you know, like, calm down. Leave us alone. We're not bothering you. We don't even bother you unless you fuck with us. So stop fucking with us.
And when you fuck with us, what happens? We clap back, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if we don't have, well, most of us don't have a vagina, we do clap back somehow or way, shape, or form. Well,
like we said texting earlier, the
some
last thing you
others.
Want after you is a group of angry gay people. Like, we will get shit done.
Exactly.
Do not piss off a group of angry gay people.
I just sent my phone. Hello? Hello.
Hello.
I'm back. I just sent 2 emails, 5 text messages, and I took a phone call while I was having this conversation. We get shit done.
Mm-hmm. Well, we there do. You're very multi-talented and very, 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 how would I say, spirited when it comes to doing his work. And I love it because he really does a lot. They both do, actually, you know, to put everything and all this content together. So thank you. Thank you for being so efficient. There's
you're
a reason
welcome.
Why they love you at the theater.
Well, here's
well,
the
that's
thing.
For different
here's
reasons.
Except when, do they know?
Tally it
do
up.
They? I'm not sure they do.
Except when you have to, like, you know, have a fight with the staplers. But other than that, yeah, sure.
Well, I did just hear him on the phone, and he was super happy and professional. And right when he hung up, he was just like, like, he just put on, like, his normal bitch face right when he hung up.
Well, it was funny. The other day, I had my boyfriend came to work, and I was in a kind of a shitty mood. It was
it's
a long
boyfriend
day.
Now.
Boyfriend.
And, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he knows about the glass talk we had with his desk. So, Ian, take it easy on that desk. Fragile.
but he came and I was in a shitty mood and we were supposed to go to the movies and whatnot. And I was like, babe, can we just go home? I'm like, I just need to shower and like reinvigorate my life. And but before I had to go home, I had to go talk to a bunch of actors. And I had like this crappy face on. I was like bitchy and moany and like, meh. And then I walked in and it was like a cheerleader. I was like, oh my God, hey, what do you need? And he was just like, how did you just do that? Because you were a cunt and then you weren't. I don't, you just have to do it. I don't know.
You took Midol.
Those are magical powers, though.
Yeah, they are.
You need to have them.
Yeah, to be able to like switch it up on the spot, it is. It takes talent. It takes, it's basically what you call being a people person, unless he's behind the bar.
I think I can do that, actually, so.
I got an A in acting
props.
One.
There you go. Behind acting, the bar, it's a different story. Behind the bar, a different
101.
Story.
Yeah, behind the bar, it's a different story. Don't give her a stapler that's empty, otherwise she's going to go ballistic.
Right, and like we talked about last week, I'm renouncing, and this is going to be the last time, I will no longer be saying the word after this, cunt, on our show.
And honestly, I do feel like that's my fault. I said the word. And
I
it
never
just kinda
used
like,
to say that word.
But it's my fault, because I brought it up, and then you kind of just like took it and ran with it. I don't know why.
I'm like, nope, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me.
But it was for like 2 episodes.
For like 2 episodes, okay? All right. I was sick for like 2 episodes.
He said the same thing last week. It's like, yeah, I'm never using that word again.
And then he
but
used
no,
that,
I never said that I'm renouncing
he's,
it last
he's,
week.
He's just reaffirming.
Exactly. So no more C word.
Yeah. We can call it the C word.
Well, you guys can say it all you want. I'm just better than that.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. No, she didn't.
I see how it is.
Your towel. Your towel. I can't do it as well as you.
I suppose we'll move away from the C word. What else we have, boys?
Well, I'm just going to bring it up. Since we were talking about, that was South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Georgia is actually, they were. It's a survey, so it's not, you know, official, but they were saying that nearly 3 out of 4 Georgians support passing a state law to protect gay and transgender people in areas of employment, housing, and public accommodations. But the sad thing was, what is his name? Jeffrey Graham. He's the executive director of Georgia Equality. He said that 3/4, about 74% of the state's population, they already believe that people are covered under protection rights of the LGBT community. And unfortunately, that's not true. So I just want to give kudos to Georgia that a huge percent, 3 out of 4 people are saying that we need to understand that these are our citizens, these are our brothers, sisters, and neighbors, and they need to be protected from discrimination. So very proud of our neighbors to the south for that.
Well, for once, it's about time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you think about South Carolina and all these other states,
Alabama, Mississippi.
Which I need to remind people, our phone number is actually from
Alabama. I know, I love telling people that.
Oh, it really is.
Fucking Alabama.
Yeah, it's. I'll tell the story just in case you guys are tuning in for the first time and you haven't heard any of our previous episodes. We encourage that you do. We're available on iTunes. I had gone to AT&T and I said, okay, I need a phone for the show, but I would like the actual phone to spell out Gay Talk at the end. You know, the last 7 numbers say Gay Talk. So I made this poor man look through every prefix in the entire United States of America, California, South Dakota, North Dakota, Virginia, every state. Couldn't find
Guam,
literally Puerto Rico, Guam, all the anywhere that we had a prefix that belonged to the U.S. This man looked for the Gay Talk phone number. And out of all the places, the one place where the prefix was available was Alabama.
And it doesn't surprise me, actually, now that I think about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And so I jumped on it, and I said, give me the number. I don't care if it's a 334 area code. I don't care if it's from Alabama. The fact that it says Gay Talk after it is just a, there you go. Mm-hmm. And I love it. So that's our phone number is 334-GAY-TALK. So if you want to call us and leave us a message with any concerns, questions, or anything that we can address on the show, feel free to do so.
Yes, queen.
Yes, and we love that. So what else we got, boys?
So I just want to bring up one of the emails that we got this week.
Yes.
So you know that I love doing the show, obviously. It's fun. We have a good time. But something about the show that brings me so much joy is reaching people that don't necessarily have a gay community around them. Mm-hmm. And that support network that we clearly have. Yeah, there's negative shit that happens all the time. But we got this one email from a gentleman. I'm going to say that his name is Jimmy. That's not his name.
Hey, Jimmy.
I really like his last name, though. So to this person, your name
wait
is so great. So he said, good morning. I love your podcast and all of you. I'm from a small town, conservative Nebraska. Let me show you how small it is. I was the only gay in my graduating class with only one other gay in the whole entire school. Listening to your podcast and to you guys and the serious things and laughing about others, I feel connected to the gay community. I don't really have a gay community where I live, so I feel disconnected. Thank you guys. You're all wonderful, and I look forward to every episode. So, I mean, just getting that email makes me so extremely happy that we are reaching those areas that I continually talk about where I'm like, oh, those poor people that like don't have the gay community and have to like, you know, protect themselves from everybody that's surrounding them.
Mother Trish is coming out.
That's right.
We give them an hour and a half of a little bit of love every week. And we love you, Jimmy.
That hour and a half is actually accidental because we just don't know how to shut the fuck up.
Sure, we're like, we're going to keep it an hour. But you know what? Jimmy appreciates that hour and a half. And we're humbled to be part of your community,
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, because you're part of ours, and we love you. Exactly. And thank you for listening to our show.
And thank you. Thank you for taking the time to write in. We love that, too, because, you know, this is not the first time that we've had writers or people write into us and tell us what our show means to them. Mm-hmm. And we're truly appreciative because your reaffirmation of what we're doing is the reason why we continue to do it. So thank you.
And that's what we said when we started. You know, we would love to have listeners, but we're just having a good time, and we're realizing that we are reaching communities across Connecticut, New England, the United States, East Coast to West Coast, and across the world. So it feels so great to bring all the LGBT brothers and sisters mm-hmm. together in one community an hour and a half every Monday or Tuesday, you know?
And if you feel in any way subjected by the fact that you're gay or in any way an LGBTQ member, there are so many people out there fighting for our rights and for you, and we are standing up and being vocal about what we need and what's going on in this fucked up nation right now. Thanks, Trump. Fuck off! But just know that you are loved and that our community is large and the support is endless. So if you ever need anything, feel free to reach out to us. We love you guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It just made me a little emotional this week. I
want to start crying, but I'm not going to.
That was
so
very sweet. So I ran out of tears a long time ago.
So you say you ran out of tears a long time ago. Sky, tell us why.
Oof. No, cool. We're not getting into that.
I know some of the story.
Okay.
So, but I'm not sharing.
No, don't share.
So we have some other stuff. Christopher, anyone?
Yeah, this was it's not really a discussion, but I think it's a really cute shout out. There's a man who was closeted for 90 years. Mm. He's now 95 years old, as of March 2nd when I found the article. And, Roman Blank at 95 years old was finally able to come out and say yes. Or no, excuse me. Now he's 96. So at 95, he was able to come out. He had been married to he and his wife of 40 plus years were both Holocaust survivors.
Holy shit.
So they know what it's like to go through a period of time where you can be exterminated for who you are. So the resilience there to finally one day be able to say, you know what? No. And he has two children, five grandchildren, and a grandchild, and a wife of 67 years, excuse me. So that's what it was. And now, at 96 years old, he's, for the first time, looking for an open relationship with another man.
Open relationship?
They're still together.
What? So he's still with his wife.
His wife found out when, in the, I believe it was 1954, that he had told his wife that he's gay. And he's known since he was 5 years old. This is a Roman knew since he was 5 years old that he was definitely a gay man.
This is an amazing story, especially for our listener, Alan.
Oh my God.
Alan.
Alan, yes.
So it works.
Albert.
You listening, Sarah? So she's going to hate me. Oh. So yeah, 96 years old. He's with his wife and they, from reading the article, they love each other very much. Nothing's changed, but they're at the point where, you know, he's like, all right, I'm 96. Let me try to go out there and find someone. And the man interviewing him, last name Wavy, asked him, so what was your type? Marlon Brando, Ronald Reagan, Zac Efron? And Roman gave the most powerful, pure answer. And he said, I don't care. I don't look at their face. I look at their heart.
Aww.
And that was the end of the interview.
Wow.
And I'm just very proud for you, Roman, that you were able, you know, 90 years later.
90 years. 90 years. He was gay and he was with his wife. Wow.
And she knew for a good portion of
that. She knew for over 50 years now.
What?
Oh, over 60 years now.
What do they have for conversations?
Honestly, they're probably like best friends.
They are.
I can imagine.
Let's go shopping.
I know.
It did say when he was interviewing them, asking about their relationship, he said that their love never changed, never wavered. They were by each other's side forever. They had a love like a brother and sister. And
that got a little awkward, seeing as they had kids and whatnot.
Well, after that point, I'm sure they had their children prior to that, because now we're talking grandchild.
Yeah.
So, but they had, you know, they were partners. They were best friends in life. And
I hope it's open for her, too, because she probably
She need to get it, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're talking 1954.
Those pipes need to get clean, girl.
Like, yeah.
They're both
so good luck to both of you. Good luck to both of you.
No, this is awesome. I mean, and we have a lot of people that, you know, reach out and tell us their stories, you know, and sometimes it's very impactful, because to think that you've lived all of your life, you know, with this either secret from someone else, not necessarily from your partner, but from everyone else around you. And to think that, you know, at your age, you become so valiant and so inspirational to say, okay, you know what? I'm still going to be me. It doesn't matter. It's never too late.
And what a strong person. Like, you would think, you know, if I came out at 18 and that was long enough, imagine having to hold it back for like 90 years.
You literally think that would... almost your entire life.
I think my balls would burst.
Oh, honey.
Sorry.
But like now he's 96.
He's 96. But, you know, I would be afraid that long. I don't know. I didn't think I'd be able to be happy. So good for him. This man had the drive to keep going. He cared about his family. And he knew one day he'd finally be ready. I don't know what 365 times 96, how many days that adds up to, but the day finally came. So
you also have to think about the fear that, you know, these people, you know, internalize of what could happen, you know, the homophobia and all that, you know, craziness.
He survived the Holocaust. This man knew what true fear and intimidation
But sometimes
was.
People don't realize, you know, physical fear and emotional fear can be just as catastrophic. And to think that, you know, what's going to happen? My whole life is sitting right here in these four walls. Mm-hmm. My wife, my life, my home, my probably
and
even
she
children.
Survived the Holocaust too. I just want to reiterate that.
Between both of them, you know, they went through such a traumatic experience. But to think that, okay, we went through all of this together, and then I'm just going to literally 50 plus years later, just hey, by the way,
mm-hmm.
I'm this, and there's a possibility that I may want to explore this. And how does that work in a relationship where people have been together for so long?
Well, I also like to think maybe that was part of their bond, like mm-hmm. their strength, you know, going through the worst atrocity the world's ever seen. Maybe that was something that brought them together. And maybe for a little bit, he put his homosexuality aside. Like, he just connected with this human mm-hmm. and he just loved this human.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly it led to children. But then probably after time, he realized again that, no, I am who I am and I am a gay man. And now he's 96 and can say, I'm proud, I'm out, and I'm looking if anyone's interested. So,
well, you know,
this is going to sound fucked up, and I'm sorry.
Let me get ready.
but him actually, for lack of a better term, copulating, having children after the Holocaust is in a way serving his community, because there were so many Jewish lives lost that the fact that he, even though he was gay and came out to his wife, had children with her is supporting his Jewish community. So
and gay community.
Correct.
This is 9 years after, 9 years after the end of the Second World War. Well, gays were massacred as well.
Yep.
He's 96 now. I mean, I don't know how much
he's support $35,000, 1,000 days old.
So you say that again?
35,000 days old.
That's what you're doing. You're doing the math when I was trying to do it. Sky, not bad.
That's
okay, buddy.
Crazy. Good, that's good. Fucking
that's
crazy.
Awesome.
But this is an inspirational story, because there's a lot of older gays that are probably not comfortable coming out because they've just grown up that way. You know, it hasn't always been as easy as all of us have had it. We're in a really great age right now to come out because it's so accepting for the most part, you know, but
maybe not in Nebraska
after watching When We Rise.
Yeah.
You learn a lot. If you're younger, you should definitely watch that show.
It helps you put a lot
of
things in perspective.
We're not sponsored by it, so don't worry.
I honestly think that one, gay history needs to be taught in public schools, and two, that video, that movie, the miniseries, it needs to be shown.
Yeah.
Because I guess there are some risque things for high school, but it's so poignant. It's we talked about it last week. It really depicts what our people went through. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it wasn't easy. It's still not easy, and we're still fighting, and it's so important that especially the younger LGBTQ generation know what people did so that they could be who they are.
I hope that we get there. I hope that we're able to actually teach this in school. But before we could ever get there, I think that we need to have, for example, Black history be more than just two pages in a textbook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that gay history is going to make it into our textbooks, we need to get that addressed. It's not going to happen because we live in a world that right now, unfortunately, still lives on this platform that, you know, that there is some sort of white supremacy that deals with, we are the people that run the world. We are the people that make everything work. And everyone else is sort of kind of, yeah, you can help, but you're not there yet.
And it's, well, we as a nation, we hide our dirty shit. Like, I'm a huge history buff. And I used to call my teachers out when we were going through the expansion west of the United States of America. And they just like mentioned the words, the Great Divide. And I'm like, do you want to, you know, go into how Andrew Jackson committed genocide under U.S. law and slaughtered and relocated, you know, all these Native Americans? That we hide that shit. We talk about Black History Month and we talk about Selma and the Million Man March and stuff, but we leave out so much shit that we're ashamed of. I studied in Germany. They don't hide anything that happened between 1932 and 1945.
They shouldn't.
And they're proud to be like, yeah, this was our history. Yeah. We will learn from these mistakes, and that will not happen again.
Well, you're right. But, you know, in order to get there, we need to move. So,
yeah. There's so much passion in this room today.
Welcome to Gay Talk. I like this all the time.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0. We love it.
And this is, it's weird because now I have in the back of my head that this is the first time we're doing the live stream. So it's like,
I forgot.
I can't because it's
like... You've been talking about it since like we arrived. You're like, oh my God, guys. So I don't know what we're going to do. And blah, blah. He's been literally like, I'm not going to use the term that we talked about earlier, but he's been literally like a little boy running around being like, so I don't know how we're going to do this, but this is going to be so cool, but I'm so excited. I'm like,
no, I'm also really nervous and stuff because, you know, when you do something new and you already have a process or you already have some way of doing something, when you switch something up even slightly, it's like it throws you off. So, you know, sometimes, like, I feel like it's weird. It's just weird.
Up.
I can't explain it.
I already fucked up.
So before we keep going any further, I think that we need to jump into our break, do Angels and Assholes, and then we'll come back and talk more with Sky.
Can we talk about one more thing before we go into Angels and Assholes?
As always, so do it, darling.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit more, and I want to give more of a platform to our transgender brothers and sisters, because they're going through a lot right now. So we're talking about maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll bring something up every week just to give them a little bit more of a voice. But there was, and I'm trying to find my story right now. Hold on one second.
But while you do that, I just wanted to point out that, you know, to our listeners, the transgender community is one of the most unrepresented communities within the LGBT branch. And so, you know, to our brothers and sisters, whether you are transitioning to male, male to female, or female to male, you know, you have our support in any way that we can be a support system to you or be a voice for you. If you want to, you know, just, hey, give us a call, drop us a message, tell us about your story, how you feel. We'll put it on the air and let people know. Yeah, definitely.
And if there's somebody in your community that we're unaware of that you think would be a great person to have on the show that can speak to your community, email us, let us know, because we want to get those voices out there. We want to be inclusive. We want to support all aspects of our community.
We want to be, yeah, we want to be your community. We want you to be our community. We want to be together.
And right now, like, we've made so many strides as homosexual male individuals and female individuals. But transgender are, like, they are under the fucking microscope right now. And yes, they and they are literally getting beaten down every day. And we need to speak up for them. Because if we don't, you know, they're only a part of our community. And they were there for us as seen in When We Rise. Mm-hmm. We need to be there for them as they were there for us.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so a Texas, this was, it's a little old because last week we, it got away from us with When We Rise.
It's so great.
Texas sportcaster Dale Hansen literally tore this whole bullshit apart about the transgender female that's transitioning from female to male, and he was competing with the female wrestlers, and won. And he, you know, there was all this bullshit about the fact that he's now a male and he's competing and won the female wrestling competition, and it's like, well, he asked to wrestle with the fucking men.
But they didn't let
him. So you can't now go back on what you did because you were trying to make a point because he won. Sorry, you can't do it. But anyway, this Texas broadcaster said, and I'm going to try to quote it, but you know, cursive. Transitioning is a struggle I cannot imagine. It is a journey I cannot make. He said that Beggs needs our support. And he does not need a group of old men in Austin telling him who to wrestle because of his genetic mix-up at birth. He's a child simply looking for his place in the world and a chance to compete in the world.
That is utterly amazing.
And that's only a quote of what he said. If you have a second, if you have a second to look at the video, you should totally check it out because this Texas sportscaster really nailed it. And I can't only thank him because you don't have to understand it like he said, but you have to fucking support basic human rights.
We will give him a round of applause.
Yes, claps.
There you go. An ally in Texas. Okay. That's lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
So, Dale, thank you so much. But we're going to move into our segment, Angels and Assholes, and I have to give Trish some love. Let
me get thank you, Bill.
Over here.
Clear your throat out, Trish. Get that sexy.
Get it out.
Oh, God. All right. So, here we go. The following person has been chosen to be our honorary asshole. William Not. Because you're not William. You're just not. Why, you ask? Not was a self-proclaimed pastor who, in conjunction with John Young, 55, and Alicia. I'm getting a phone call right now, and it just took my notes. Thank you.
Teamwork.
With Alisa Moffett, 42, operated the Blessed Hope Boys Academy of Alabama. The academy was associated with Solid Rock Ministries Church and were believed to be running an operation to convert and cure children of being LGBTQ. You can't, cunt, so stop. Investigations into Knott and his operation later revealed abuse of the children under his care, which included isolation, handcuffs, and excessive exercises. He was later convicted and received 20 years for child abuse. For his inaction, we label him
an asshole. All right. And I will take over from here. I'd like to dedicate this episode to Gene C. Nieves Rodriguez, 27 years old. The Orlando Sentinel reported the following. He was originally from Puerto Rico, loved cars and going to the beach. Above all else, though, he loved his family and friends. He cared more about others than he did himself. And which is what his sister Valeria said. His family and friends knew that he was there for them anytime that he, you know, that they needed him. He had just bought his new home 2 months prior. Unfortunately, he was killed at Club Pulse when a gunman opened fire, killing him and 49 others on June 12, 2016. We dedicate this episode to him. His name again is Gene C. Nieves Rodriguez. May he rest in peace. We're going to take a break. This is Pulse by Melissa Etheridge. Who you gonna hate now? When there's no one left but you? Who are you gonna gun down? If you can't kill the truth, that it's inside of us. It's inside our blood. It's inside of Pulse. I am human, I am love, and
twin underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse. I am human. I am love. And my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse.
So you say this is human. Heartbeat versus mine. I'm in chains cause I'm choosing. Showing love for living life. I shouldn't have to leave where I stand. I shouldn't have to change who I am to count as a human. Feel my pulse. With your hand on my heart, you know it beats just as hard as yours. Feel my pulse. Oh, feel my pulse. Can't you see that I'm scarred? I'm just the same as you are. So just feel my pulse. Oh, I wish I could reach them. Strip away what separates. It's the same air we're breathing. Same tears run down our face. So I don't have to leave where I stand. And I don't have to change who I am to count as a human. Feel my pulse. With your hand on my heart, you know it beats just as hard as yours. Feel my pulse. You see that I'm scarred, I'm just the same as you are, so just feel my pulse. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back from the break. Several songs took place. That was Pulse by Melissa Etheridge. We had Feel My Pulse and also Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters. And there's a reason why we played Gypsy Woman, because we have an exclusive. Again, welcome back to the show, Sky Casper. He was with us during the first half of the show, and now he's going to come on the show and talk about a lot of the projects that he's working on. But we have an exclusive here on Gay Talk 2.0 because Crystal Waters has agreed to do Pride in Norwalk, and that has not been advertised yet. So, Sky, welcome to the show and tell us what's going on.
Thank you so much. So this year I had the opportunity to manage talent for Norwalk Pride 2017. The event is called Pride in the Park, and Triangle Community Center manages it, and they asked me to manage the talent, and I was super excited. This is probably the biggest opportunity that I've had in Connecticut after planning events for 3 years now. But yeah, we have Crystal Waters as the headliner. And I'm super excited. I'm sure everybody's going to love her. She's really nice. Her backup dancers are freaking hot.
Easy
and
on the
eyes. Amazing. Freaking hot. You know, like,
so
they put on fabulous.
So, Sky, I know that you do, like, what exactly do you do? So, you have
I know what you do, but, like, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, so you're doing Pride in the Park. You're managing talent. But, like, what is it that Sky Casper Productions does?
So a while ago, I mean, I've been around for a little while now.
We know.
I mean, I'm only 21, guys. Calm down. You know, but
seriously?
You just said it on live.
Okay.
Continue.
Sorry. But anyways, so I was like, I feel like I could bring a lot to Connecticut. I know a lot of people in New York. I know a lot of fantastic performers. I know great performers in Connecticut. So I was like, I want to bring some new events. So I started with some dance parties. I brought some socials, some speed dating. I'm doing my brunch Pink Eggs and Glam for 2 years now. I'm like blown away by how long it's been that I've been doing this. Pink Eggs and Glam is my drag brunch that includes live singing drag queens from New York and LA, and they're all like phenomenal and comedic.
It's similar to what's the place in New York?
Lips.
Lips. No, there's another one I've been to.
Something Chinese.
I don't know.
Something
whatever.
Chinese.
But
Chang. No, not
the point of that was I went to a drag brunch in New York. Anyway, go on.
Well, so with your Pink Eggs and Glam, it's usually exclusively began in Hartford. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It did. It started in Hartford. I was kind of over the venue, so we found a new venue in Berlin, which holds 3 times the amount of people that the other venue is. And now we're having 170 people at each of our Berlin brunches. And I'm like ecstatic and so excited.
Excellent. And you recently moved, had one in New Haven, correct?
Yes. We are on our third one in New Haven. We had Peppermint a few months ago. That's now on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm super excited for her because she is the first transgendered drag queen to be on RuPaul's Drag Race. Speaking of transgendered people,
yes,
she is like the nicest person ever and such a fantastic performer and has a phenomenal voice. And
serious question though, I mean, like off topic, but if you're a transgendered drag queen, does that make you still a drag queen? Question mark?
Well, you can be. Well, a lot of people don't realize this. I listen to the Idiots Radio, which I do always every week. and it's a real station. Really, it's cool.
Well, yeah, I figured, but it's kind of
they're awesome. Well, Drea Richard, who we had on the show, she is a transgender woman, and she stated that, you know, while she was going through her, she did her drag phase,
right,
et cetera.
I remember
she talked about it, and so it's something that they do. Does it make it any less affirmative that they are indeed transgender? I think it's all a matter of perspective.
Well, right. I feel like for me, transgender is how you identify yourself. Like, you know, you were born with male genitalia, but you identify that you've always been a woman. Where for me, drag queen is the performing side of it.
You're
putting a character out there.
Yeah. So let me say something. I've worked with a lot of drag queens from New York and LA, and they're all professionals, you know. They call themselves performance or entertainers, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. they don't really call themselves drag queens because that really limits them to what they can do.
That's a really good point, actually.
So, like, some drag queens complain when drag queens take off their wigs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And most of the drag queens that I see take off their wigs are like doing it to entertain. Mm-hmm. You know, they're having a great time. They make their crowd laugh. They make them smile and just like do whatever they can to do it. And that's really that's the queens I want to work with, you know?
Well, a perfect example of a drag queen that does that's also an entertainer, but, you know, people put her in that category. Bianca Del Rio. She's very funny, very witty, very quick. She will go for your throat if you let her.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, she's funny, and she's not transgender. Well, at least I don't think she is.
No.
Unless we don't know something. But, you know, she's very entertaining, and I think that she categorizes, at this point, she's no longer just a drag queen that won RuPaul's Drag Race. She's her own entity.
She's one of the most known drag queens in the world.
Yeah, she had posted something on her Facebook page that she went out to London, and she was out in the UK and in Scotland and stuff and doing some performances.
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race is really known there now. Mm-hmm. So it's all of them are going that way, you know?
It's crazy to me that, like, there is a show on TV called RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
I mean, just to think when I was 16 years old mm-hmm. coming out of the closet, like, there was nothing.
Just imagine when I was 16 years old coming out of the closet.
When was that?
Girl, I don't want to go back that far.
So, no, I will give you a reference. So, for those of you, I grew up watching one of the first videos that ever hit MTV was Michael Jackson's Thriller.
What year was that?
That was 1985 when Thriller came out.
How old were you?
If I tell you, I would have to kill you.
I'm trying.
I remember it was 1985 because I remember that he released the album and I got the jacket, the red version of his zipper jacket. And it was like really cool. I got it for my birthday and I got the vinyl, the Thriller album for my birthday.
Now, for all of our younger listeners, a vinyl is a...
A vinyl is this
I've
CD
only heard
like,
stories.
It's the CD-like shaped piece of vinyl has music etched into it. It's really weird. It's almost like a CD, but just like five times as big. And you used to
it's a record. It's a small record.
It's a small record.
Yeah.
And you would pop it in and you would put, you know, the little needle on it and it would spin and then you would hear sounds come out through the speakers and you heard music.
So I have a confession for the group.
Uh-huh.
When I was young, my dad had a record player and I didn't have a CD player or anything yet. I must have been like 14 or 15. But my dad had the Grease album. Mm. He had the Grease vinyl record. And I would go downstairs and I'd put that record on and I'd place that little pin and I'd listen to the whole thing. And he'd just watch the needle go and I'd be singing downstairs in my basement listening to Grease. And I'm like, Mom and Dad, how did you not know?
Yeah, right?
Like, all the records, the two I pull out are Beaches and Grease.
But why did your parents have Grease and Beaches?
My dad had like a huge record collection.
People, when they had the record collections, they were serious about it.
Yeah. And Grease is for everybody.
But
I really liked Grease.
Beaches?
Maybe that was my mom's.
I would think. I was like, if it's your dad's, I mean, you need to have a conversation with your dad. Sit him down and be like, Dad, tell me about Beaches.
Well, Bette Midler is a classic. Over-the-shoulder awesome. Boulder holder, anyone?
Vinyls are actually coming back. My boyfriend has a beautiful record player.
Well,
it's
your boyfriend's Tommy's age, right?
I think he... Tommy, how old were you again?
Something like that.
Okay. We tried.
So anyway, the reason why I mentioned vinyls and I mentioned, you know, going back to that age is because when MTV first started doing videos, one of the first videos that came out was Love Shack. And RuPaul had a role in Love Shack. And you could see him in his little afro and stuff. And so I said to myself back then, I was like, that's a man. Wow. That's amazing.
That is really
amazing. Someone could be so liberated to just go and be a part of a video. Of course, you know, when you think about the B-52s, they were just fucking amazing and crazy and so ahead of their time. Mm-hmm. And so the point of the story is that I saw RuPaul back then and I said, that person's going to go far in life. That person's going to do wonderful things. So to see RuPaul be at the forefront of a movement, of a drag movement, and throwing it in America's face in one of the most...
Well, internationally now.
Viewable, like, music stations, VH1. VH1 has been around just as long as MTV. And it's awesome. It's awesome to see. So, to your point, yes, RuPaul's amazing. The drag queens there are amazing. We were talking about transgender. Let's keep going.
I like that he... What, does he go around on a rascal? RuPaul's always on a little, like, scooter, isn't he?
No, that's Miss Richfield.
Yeah, Miss Richfield. She comes all the way from Minnesota.
I swear to God, people are going to send an email that not last season, the season before, when I was still working Monday nights at York Street. I used to work there. She came out in a scooter, and we will get an email for that. Someone back me up, please. I'm getting a lot of eyes right now.
One or two?
I don't think so.
Maybe on one episode, she came in riding one of those little, like, hand scooters. Yeah, that's probably
what it was. She came out on a fucking rascal. I promise you.
No, but there's actually a performer. Her name is Miss Richfield 1981. That's her name. And she performs in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
She's amazing. I've been trying to get her here.
Awesome. She's great. And I love her. She wears these very huge, like, oversized glasses with no lenses. So she just looks at you and her eyelashes just come out right through them. It's hysterical. Yeah. She's great.
She has a humongous fan base.
She does. She's huge. She almost started her own cooking show based on, like, the real life of, like, Julia Child. And it's insane. She's crazy. So anyway, one of her opening videos is her coming home or coming from home to Provincetown to do her shows, mm-hmm. and it shows her on her little scooter coming out of her trailer park.
We talked about this. I remember this.
With her little black kid and her little white kid and the Jewish one. She's got all her little babies. They're all, like, different colors. It's hysterical. I swear, I'll find it on YouTube and show you.
Is this the one where she tries going up a hill but gets stuck, so she has to get off and push it?
Exactly. So that the video goes through. It's like a 5-minute video, and as soon as the video ends, she comes down the middle of the aisles in the theater in Provincetown and her little scooter, parks it in the front of the theater, gets on and starts performing. She's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I want to have her as soon as possible. She was busy on June 10th. I really wanted her for Pride, but we have another RuPaul girl coming.
That's awesome. And we can't tell.
No, I can't tell her. Right.
It's a secret. It's a secret.
Son of a bitch, guy.
It hasn't been announced. Only one at a time.
All I can say is this. We've got an exclusive to announce, Crystal Waters, and we're super excited about that. So to our listeners, you heard one of her songs now. Look her up. She's on iTunes. There's a lot of music out there. She's been out for a while. She's very big in the gay community. At least she was in the 90s and 2000s. When I was growing up, that's all you heard in the clubs. And let me tell you can move your fucking body to that shit. Yeah. You can still move it.
So, actually, Billboard magazine ranked her the 39th most successful dance artist of all time.
Wow.
And that's freaking crazy because there's so many dance artists these days.
I can tell you a couple of people that are probably on that list. If you look at, for example, Crystal Waters, you look at Deborah Cox, mm-hmm. you look at Christine W., you look at, I can go down the list.
Yes, I love all of them. Pride is on June 10th, and it's in Norwalk. It's at Matthews Park.
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Yes, Norwalk, Connecticut. Listeners from
all over the world, Sky.
I forgot about that.
Egypt, it's in Connecticut. Sorry, guys.
If you guys want to find out more information about Norwalk Pride, you can find it at Skycasper Events on Facebook or skycasper.com or... Skycasper on Facebook, whatever.
And we actually created a page for Sky right on our website. So if you click on our website, click on his picture, you'll get all that information on how to get a hold of him, his phone number, email.
His phone number?
Yeah. I think it's on there.
I don't really like phone calls. You could text me, though.
Wait, his phone
number? I answer all my texts.
His phone number, his social security number.
Mailing address, school schedule, where he likes to have lunch.
I find it a little creepy when people show up to my house, so don't do that, please.
No, well,
without telling me first.
Any information that was provided for his bio, if you click on his picture on our website, which I'm doing right now, just to make sure that it's working, and it is, look fabulous. Ooh, yes. All right. And then we're going to move over. And just to make sure we have some contact information, cursive. Because I feel that cursive is coming in. I feel that it is very important that if someone is interested in any of the events that we're promoting, that they have a way to be able to get that information, and that's important. So, yeah. And plus, if you have any flyers or anything that you think we can put up on our website, we'll do that for you as well.
Okay, cool.
And yes, we do. We have your phone number. We have your email. We have your website. You gave us all this, so we put it there.
Cool. So Pride of the Park is Saturday, June 11th.
June 10th.
Okay.
And June 11th, I'm actually doing the official Pride for Norwalk as a Pink Eggs and Glam. and the talent has not been decided on yet, but okay. it will be announced on my website and all over Facebook, you know.
Definitely let us know, because, yeah. you know, we'll plug it on the next one, even if you want to just let us know who it is later on. We'll,
I would love to say that we'll be there, but we will not be.
Yeah, we won't, unfortunately, because we're heading down to Washington, D.C. for DC Pride and for the march.
Well, right. I wasn't invited, so I might be able to make it to Norway.
I will
actually.
Cut you.
Yes, Chris. We
bitch.
Will unite.
No, their excuse was, we were drunk and you were in Germany. I'm only 4,000 miles away and you can sober up, bitches, all
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ.
Is this for real? First of all, your ass was asleep, maybe, mm-hmm. or wandering around a gas station somewhere.
That happened one time.
Literally, somebody tweeted something, and I was like, oh my God, I like this. And I was like, Tom, we need to go to this fucking march. And he was like, he booked it.
I booked the hotel.
I already regret bringing this up.
Oh, yeah, they were you drunk, should regret though, Chris. They were drunk.
We drunk booked a fucking getaway for us. Now shut the fuck up and come. Thank
so listen,
you.
we will most likely be doing our show from DC that weekend. But if you are in Connecticut, or if you are in the tri-state area, New York City, if you're like within, you know, the Dutchess,
New Jersey,
Dutchess County,
yeah.
is that what it is? Like Yonkers and all that area, White Plains.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the area, even if you're in Massachusetts and you want to come down to Norwalk Pride, we encourage that you do. It is about time that someone has taken the initiative to really organize great talent and to organize some sort of events happening in Connecticut, because it's been a while since we've had anything.
And Pride in the Park has always been really fun. Yes. So now
Pride
that Sky's taken
the
over.
The largest Connecticut Pride. And I only went to it last year, you know, and I was so surprised by it because we have separate prides in Hartford, New Haven, New London, Norwalk.
Okay,
and
going on that.
The Connecticut is such a, like, the community here is really small and so spread out, and I feel like we all really just need to come together, and I think Norwalk is the perfect place because they have the budget and they have, like, the time to put together a good day, you know, where we can do Pride. And yeah, I was so happy that Triangle Community Center brought me on because I'm so happy to do it.
I need to slam something real quick, and I'm sorry to do this, but I'm going to slam the New Haven Pride Center because I'm from New Haven. I'm a homo in New Haven. We have a podcast out of New Haven, and Norwalk is doing it better than New Haven. And we got the budget and we have the fucking homos. What the fuck are you doing, New Haven Pride Center? You don't answer my emails. You don't pick up my phone calls. And I have tried multiple times. Do beep, not beep, get beep, me beep, started. Beep, beep,
beep, you already beep, got started.
I'm just like, what the fuck? Get your shit together. This is New Haven.
I think whether it's New Haven, Hartford, New London, whether it's we need to come together as a community and throw a big ass fucking party.
We need
to throw a party so big that the state of Connecticut will sit back and be like, well, look, like literally stop in their tracks and be like, we need to listen to this community because we have become very complacent.
Mm-hmm.
There has been nothing major in the past 8 years. I remember when we used to have two Pride events, one in Hartford and one in New Haven, and they were big. We used to have Pride on the green and fill it.
I don't know why we still don't do that. I mean, imagine if we set up, if we did a Pride in the Park similar, right? But if we set up on the green and we put a fucking stage, I mean, you can get a stage and set one up really easily, fill the park, and have a show.
Well, they used to have a stage on the New Haven Green, and unfortunately, it wasn't supposed to be a permanent structure. The stage ended up being there for like 15 years, and finally, the Board of Elders that manages that property, because it doesn't belong to the city.
Well, you don't need to have a permanent stage. Arts and Ideas puts one up every year.
We're bringing one in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. So this is happening on the weekend of June 11th?
June 10th.
June 10th. Yeah.
I listen.
And from what time to what time?
It should be from 12 to 8.
Okay.
12 is really like the family-friendly portion of it. And then we're going to start the shows at about 3. We have three great headliners, and then we're gonna have an after party.
Reach out to Casper, he wants to have an after party.
Though I did get,
let's make it work, honey.
I did get Schmo reached out to me, and he was a little heartbroken that you won't be there to escort him to be his escort to Pride, because we're going to be in DC. He's gonna miss you, girl.
Pride where?
He was going to come and visit you. He was going to go to Norwalk Pride with you.
Honey,
Schmo misses
Schmo,
you.
I love you, darling, but please don't show up at any gay event where I have to be. I do have
she's
to
like
keep
twirling
face.
Her
I
like,
have to
fucking
keep
necklace.
And if you're wondering what Schmo we're talking about, Schmo the intern, he's also one of the cast members from The Idiots Radio. which are on wildfireradio.com. They're amazing. I love them. They're great guys.
Can I tell you, every time I listen to the show lately, Schmo says something about, well, Nick said this. And then Andy's like, wait, Nick? Who? Oh, the guy's from Gay Talk.
Hello, Frisco.
So, I don't know if you guys realize, but, you know, there is no more, Ray.
Ray Anthony left?
Ray Anthony died. The character.
Oh. That was...
He's no longer with us?
He's no longer with the show.
So, Sky, just so you know, the Idiots Radio, they are a podcast out of Jersey, and they were the first community podcast member that reached out to us and had us on their show, and they've been a part of our show ever since. That's why we talk about them so much.
Okay. We love them. They're crazy. If you think we're bad, they're insane. And they are insane.
Without them, I would never have been to Philly, and I would never have had a cheesesteak, authentic style. So
yeah,
we went to Pat's, right?
Pats?
We went to Pat's.
Yeah.
What did they say the other one was?
Gino's.
Yeah, we're like, he kept saying Gino's. We're like, Thomas, not Gino's.
Gino's. We don't go there.
So,
homos, don't go there, Nick.
Yeah, yeah.
We go to Pat's, not Gino's. So.
But, you know, they welcomed us with open arms. Yeah. And unfortunately, I was sad. Literally, as soon as I heard the episode and I heard Andy mention that, you know, Ray Anthony died, I was like, okay. I hope he's kidding. And I text him and I'm like, Andy, what the hell's going on? Is he really dead? What are you talking? No, just the character. And I'm like, okay. So yeah, there's no more Ray Anthony, unfortunately, on the Idiots radio, but we will miss him. Seriously.
And we raise our glasses to Ray Anthony.
The late
Ray Anthony.
Cheers.
Sleep well, girl.
Sleep well. May you rest in forever podcast peace. Maybe we'll dedicate one of our Angels and Assholes episodes to you.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I got Queenie for a second. Shit.
Yeah. So anyway,
drop it
back
down.
To you. So you're doing Pride in the Park. You have a Pink Eggs and Glam. Mm-hmm. When is that happening?
So the next Pink Eggs and Glam in New Haven is next weekend on the 19th.
Ooh.
And then the one after that is on the April 23rd.
Where is it in New Haven? Sorry.
It's at Fornarelli's Ristorante.
It's nice there. Fornarelli's is nice.
It's a very nice place. Yeah. The owners are amazing, and the food is very delicious.
So do we know what's on the menu?
So it's a brunch buffet.
Okay.
Oh, buffet.
And it has like some sausage pasta and some amazing eggs with cheese and
you
some
Italian
other
sausage
things
okay.
in it. There's, what are those things called with Nutella in it?
Crepes?
Crepes.
Ah!
They have crepes with like
they're
fruit
crepes,
in it.
Okay, crepes.
And
crepes.
Some other things.
Crepes.
Do we have any other forms of nutritional items like alcohol?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of alcohol. So we have a $20 lots of mimosas package.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to need to purchase that.
So, boys, shall we do Pink Eggs and Glam?
Next Sunday? Yes.
Throw it on the Gay Talk credit card.
What time is this?
AKA Tom Ortiz.
So, in New Haven, we have like a smaller venue, so we can't do one show. But we do one at 11 o'clock mm-hmm. and then one at 2 o'clock.
So, if we need to find out information on what availability there is, how can we do that?
So, you can go to skycasper.com and I sell tickets there. If you want to sit with somebody that's already bought tickets, you just like put their name in where it says whose table you're sitting at. And it's $10 beforehand or $15 at the door.
Can we see the list of people that have already bought tickets? Because there are certain people that I don't want to run into.
No, you can't. But we can set you far
only
across
Trish.
From the ones that you don't want to see.
You know who I'm talking about. Thanks, Bo.
He's talking about me because we're fighting right now.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
They're over each other.
I'll make sure it happens.
Thanks, Sky.
I can't.
But do you have, so you have, we already said Pink Eggs and Glam. You have everything going on in Pride in the Park. But is there anything else that's coming up the pike for you?
I mean, I recently started this drag competition.
Oh.
Drag competition in Berlin that happens right after Pink Eggs and Glam in Berlin. And we have about 15 girls that are like fresh out of the box. They're like amazing. They're so great. and they put on quite a show. We had Queens of Pop the first month. And then the second month we have Broadway, which is on the 26th of March. And the next month we have comedy. So each month they have to pick a different theme to go, or it's a different theme that they have to roll with, and they have to create a performance. Some have backup dancers, some live sing, some like just lip sync. You know, that's what most drag queens do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, they put on quite a show and we have a fantastic time. It's also at Casa Mia at the Hawthorne. It's called Tuck and Strut.
And this my God, I love it. Tuck and Strut, that's amazing.
So, you've had quite a few drag queens perform in most of your pink egg and glam events all over throughout the state. I hope I say this name. Cacophony Daniels?
Cacophony Daniels.
She is fucking amazing.
She is amazing.
So if a lot of people don't remember who she is, and I was like, please, Tommy, don't... my Spanglish fucks everything up.
No, you actually got it right, and most people don't. So
don't fuck up her name. That's all I kept thinking to myself. She was actually doing some work with Grindr the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she was Grindr the Opera. She was the fairy that played, you know, the person who was dictating the story. And she does such a great work, and she has such an amazing voice. She did a song for Trump, mm-hmm. and you put it on your Facebook.
I did. It's at Sky Casper. You can find it.
I would like for you to take that song and share it to our page.
Okay.
Please, because people need to see this. She is freaking amazing, and every word is heartfelt here on this show.
97% of our listeners will love that song. We learned about the other two people that were Trump supporters, but we still love you girls.
Yeah, we do.
It was at the live event, they told me.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, and you know, it happens, and I have come to the realization that, you know what, as a country, we have to revere the fact that we can, and that's the beauty of our democracy, vote for whoever it is that we want. We have that freedom, and I don't take that away from you. I may not agree with you. I appreciate that you take the time to listen to the show.
Exactly.
But, you know, we have our differences, and we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, well, fucking gerrymander this bitch. You fucking GOP. I'll vote for who the fuck I want to vote for, but you keep fucking with our districts, and I'll cut your dick off.
Wow. On that note, listen, I think that we should wrap things up. We are probably going into an hour and 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Not bad.
And if you have one more thing, absolutely, please. Yeah. Please.
I have one more thing. I'm actually doing a talent search because I want to see all of the talent that Connecticut has to offer in the LGBT community, because I feel that they don't have enough places to show their skills. So I'm doing a talent search on April 2nd at York Street in New Haven.
168 York Street Cafe. Yep.
Used to work there.
Yes, he did.
Still love it.
That's where I get drunk sometimes. Anyways, so so we're doing a talent search there. You can find more information on my Facebook page, Sky Casper Events. But I want to see all the talent that Connecticut's LGBT community has to offer. I'm looking for talent for the Norwalk Pride and other future prides like New Haven and all that such. I was actually contacted by the New Haven Pride, so maybe I'll be working with them soon.
I'll fucking cut them.
Nick, it's but okay.
You can
relax.
Be the mediator.
Somebody better be.
So if you're a talented drag queen, a talented
anything,
drag king,
not just drag queens,
a
drag
singer,
kings.
Songwriter, actor, anything that you comedian,
magician.
You know, magician, if you have a talent and you think that you've got what it takes to come up and share it with the LGBT community, Sky Casper wants to hear from you. Make sure that you guys do that. Again, that event is going to be on April 2nd, 2017, and it's going to be at 168 York Street Cafe. Make sure that you guys reach out to him, sign up, give him all your information, and then come show up and show him what you got. Mm-hmm. That's important. Yeah. So, ladies, gentlemen, I say ladies because Trish is in the room.
Are you a cunt?
Anything else?
Live radio.
Actually,
live
I do
radio.
Have one more thing.
Give Mike shit. Pence may be listening to us
they
right
are,
now.
Well, fuck you too.
There it is.
Sky has one more thing. Tell us, baby.
I do have one more thing. Sorry, I have a lot going on. So I have this group on Facebook called Modern Gay Connecticut.
Love them.
And we are really trying hard to bring the Connecticut LGBT community together. And we're just really trying to bring together the LGBT community businesses and communities, events, everybody, you know, and Yeah, bring them together, artists, anything.
So I know that you guys have the page. You created the page. Actually, a lot of people actually post a lot of stuff, a lot of nightclubs.
Yeah.
I post a lot all the time from Gay Talk to this particular page, which, again, it is the Modern Gay Connecticut, right? Yeah. So you can look for them on Facebook. You submit your post. I don't even – who approves the post?
I do.
You do, yeah. And you never decline any. At least you've never declined any of mine.
I barely decline posts. We kind of try to keep it a little, like, in-depth. You know, we don't want people posting, like, selfies and stuff because that's kind of basic. But, like
– there's plenty of fucking Facebook groups for that.
Is there something that, like, say, for example, if someone that's listening has an idea about posting, that is there a specific criteria or something that you won't allow?
No, I just want everybody to feel included. Introduce yourself, like, say what you do with your life. If you want to meet friends, say that. If you want to network, say that. You know, we'll have network events for it. We'll have MGCT events. We want to go to the casino soon. We want to do, like, all kinds of things, networking, socials, meet people.
I think that's what most people do. What's important is that it's a positive space.
Yes.
We don't want it to become a negative space.
No, not at all.
And I do have something that I was hoping you were going to bring that up, because I have something that will soon be posted and pending approval. My roommate and I have been working very hard researching businesses and corporations that either discriminate against LGBT rights or are pro-LGBT rights, and we are going to be posting the names of those corporations, business owners, so we can boycott the businesses that are openly spending money against our rights, and then we can promote the businesses that are fighting for us every day and day. Yep. So that will be on the site soon.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
And my roommate and I have been working very diligently on that.
So,
go ahead, baby.
I just want to bring up New Haven Pride one more time. So who the fuck contacted you?
Oh my God,
no. I'm not over this. What the I'm sorry, but if you reach out to somebody several times, they should get back to you. Now who runs New Haven Pride? Where does this, like, magical place come from?
Well, one of my friends recently contacted me, and he's new to it.
Okay.
He hasn't been managing it. So there may be there is somebody new managing it.
So there was,
I don't,
like,
know who managed
change.
It before.
Okay. All right.
So
I'm
sorry.
I was like, for the love of God, don't say a name right now.
I'm not going to yell at anybody.
Please don't be a Paul Anthony.
I'm not going to yell at anybody. But what agitates me about the whole thing is a group of people that need more voices and more visibility had no voices for a while, and I'm glad that somebody's stepping in and reaching out to people. That's great.
Yeah. Yes.
But for a long time, New Haven Pride, you fucked up. You didn't do good by your community, and you should hear that, and I hope that that changes, and I hope that you're changing with it, because that shit pissed me off.
Agreed. Well, then we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of people to reach out to, and the New Haven Pride Center has a lot of people to reach out to in a lot of groups, and let's just hope that, you know, we can come out of this better and stronger and more wiser than when we went in.
Why else are we here?
Exactly. So,
because we're queer.
And because of Trish. So anyway, so we should start wrapping up the show. We have some announcements for ourselves, for our show. Hey, listen, guys, if you love the show, you can head on over to iTunes and rate us and leave us a review. This allows for our podcast to become more visible within the Apple and iTunes ecosystem, and we're also super proud that we are now live streaming from our new location, which is basically digitalstreamradio.com. We're super excited. We're going to be bringing you our live stream every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
How's your penmanship?
It's okay.
I would say it's cursive. Mine's really good.
it's horrible.
You're amazing.
At least in his defense, it's cursive now. I opened it with Riglio.
And I was sober. I was nervous.
Well, you know what it is? I'm not used to saying digital stream radio.
No, you say giggle.
When I'm ready to go, I'm like, what was I going to say? Yeah, no. It just happens.
And I'm trying to.
It's hard. It's hard to remember something new, and it's new for us, and we're super excited. And it's like I said, an endeavor that we didn't think was going to happen so soon, but it did. And
why did it? Because Tommy made it happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm neurotic. I am just neurotic. I'm like, I want to do this. I want to do this. I'm going to figure out how to do it. And we did it. So, you know, furthermore, moving on. You can become a Patreon. Patreon is a service that allows our listeners to support our show with a pledge donation. Anything with as little as a dollar could help a long way. And if you want to become a Patreon, go to our website, click on the Patreon sign, sign up, and do what you can. We appreciate it. Seriously.
And next week, we have a great show planned for you. We welcome Charnel, once again, and Frankie, the cast of What About Your Friends, an LGBT... Ah, fuck, Tommy, I took your spot.
Damn it.
LGBTQ podcast that brings you a multitude of content through the lens of queer people of color.
Which is amazing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to our guest, Sky Casper, for joining us today on today's episode. For more information on Sky Casper and Pink Eggs and Glam, or whatever else he's doing, because there's a lot of things, including New Haven Pride, don't get me started. You can visit skycasper.com. Sky, would you like to plug yourself at all?
Yeah,
Facebook,
sure.
Anything?
My website's skycasper.com. You'll probably see me all over Facebook. My name is Sky Casper on Facebook. Sky Casper Events, if you want to follow that on Facebook. Pink Eggs and Glam on Facebook, if you want to follow that. I'm also on Instagram at Pink Eggs and Glam and Sky Casper Events and Sky Casper. So, you know, find me if you want.
If you want.
If you want.
The whispers of vodka make you speak in vodka.
Vodka's amazing.
Vodka.
Amazing.
Vodka. Vodka. Alrighty, guys. Our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio.
Nick announces you can find us on social media, Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0, Instagram, Gay Talk 2.0, Twitter, at Gay Talk 20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Tom, take it away.
Yeah, as I almost dropped my mic. You can contact us by visiting our website, where you can leave us a comment or suggestion. You can actually submit questions for the cast or an individual host. You can also leave us a question via voicemail for the cast to answer on the show. And our phone number is 334-GAY-TALK, as we mentioned before earlier in the show. And again, that phone number, if you need all of the digits and, you know, you don't have that, what did they call that? TTYM or whatever it is?
The old phones?
Yeah, the old phones.
The
Thank
old
you.
Phones? Yes! Vinyl.
If you don't have it, it's under your record player.
Yeah. If you don't have a vinyl phone and you need all the phone numbers, it is 334-429-8255.
Thanks, Alabama.
Same page.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget that you can now tune in to our live stream every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at digitalstreamradio.com. That is our show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and y'all have a good night. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.